Do you have children in the school
Yes.
system? I better shut up.
Yeah. No.
Well, I think it's gotten a lot better.
I'm sure it's gotten a lot better.
Yeah. Right. Well, but there's always been, there's always that struggle between, are we a country school or are we a suburban school with all the best, you know, but where are we?
When
where
do
we
our call? Kids went there, it was really bad.
Yeah. Yeah. More of a country, which you consider kind of a country school. Yeah. Yeah.
And we go over street to get to the next place. I remember that particularly. Some good language in there. I mean, yeah.
Dear came home one day and said, oh, I went over street. And I said, no, dear, that's wrong. You went across the street. So she went back and told the teacher, like, my mother says that over street is wrong. And the teacher was furious.
Really? Yeah. Oh, boy. Oh, interesting. Well, you probably had a lot of the, teachers who'd been in the schools for a long time were local. I mean, now you have teachers coming. My son's teacher just came in from Colorado to take the job. You know,
well, I think the schools have gotten much, 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 much better.
Yeah.
Do they still have the Friday afternoon ski program?
They do still have the Friday afternoon.
And does it cost them something?
I think that the students have to pay about $60 for the season.
Okay,
so it's very reasonable.
It's a nominal fee anyway.
Yeah, for Sunday.
Well, that's good. I thought that was always very good.
Yeah.
And our daughter, again, who went on to be a pretty good ski racer, was always participating in the Friday afternoon ski program. And refused to play on the basketball team of now that beloved teacher who didn't she get fired recently?
No, she got kicked out of the band because she wouldn't go to Friday night rehearsals when she had to leave at 6 o'clock in the morning to go to a ski race.
Oh.
So, and also she got fired, but she got
kicked off the band.
I'm sorry, we're talking about two different things. We're talking about the Bev Osterberg, who got fired as a coach recently.
Right.
Who failed our daughter in physical ed because she didn't take showers on time or something.
And here she was, quite the athlete. How ironic, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
So that's probably enough old time stories.
Right. That's a lot of great stories. Thank you. I appreciate it.